Title: Regulatory Approaches to the Tokenization of Assets. Content: The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, published a report on regulatory approaches to the tokenization of assets, January 2021. The report notes that policymakers in different jurisdictions have approached tokenization in different ways, either by applying existing financial regulations to tokenized assets, by introducing new tailor-made regulatory frameworks, or by adapting existing rules to accommodate the application of DLTs in tokenization. Some of the key takeaways from the report are: most jurisdictions with active tokenized markets adopt a technology-neutral approach to regulation for financial services, so the use of DLTs or other technology does not affect the way these regulators assess whether or not the ensuing financial product/service or activity falls within the regulatory perimeter or not, and by consequence, whether it is regulated or unregulated. Regulators across the world continue to issue guidance addressing perceived ambiguity by some market participants around the way tokenized asset activity is regulated and supervised in some jurisdictions. Potential gaps in the regulatory treatment of tokenization may give rise to regulatory arbitrage opportunities and/or give rise to novel risks that may arise from the application of innovative technologies, such as DLTs. The innovative nature of DLTs and the novelty of their inherent characteristics give rise to unique issues and risks associated with asset tokenization and may necessitate the attention of policymakers as part of their ongoing supervisory and/or regulatory work, whether to address such new risks and/or to consider, within their own regulatory frameworks, alternative approaches they believe are appropriate. Some of these issues are examined in this section. Policymaking around asset tokenization may face a number of potential challenges, including lack of common language around tokens, the probabilistic nature of settlement finality in decentralized networks, issues of location of the asset for tokens representing physical assets, enforceability of regulation on participants in decentralized DLTs, legal considerations, including around the enforceability of smart contracts, governance and accountability issues related to the absence of a single established central authority in public DLT networks, vulnerabilities around data protection and privacy, particularly including in the use of digital IDs, operational issues, cyber risk, hacking, as decentralized finance and markets for tokenized and crypto assets develop and grow in size and importance. Policies, regulations, supervision, and enforcement will remain important to ensure that the safeguards present in traditional financial markets will equally apply in DLT-based systems and networks, with a view to protect investors and financial consumers and safeguard financial stability. DLT technology and applications have come a long way, but it is still very early in the game. Many big institutional players remain on the sideline due to the regulatory uncertainty that exists. Once regulatory clarity is enhanced to the point that these institutions move from the sidelines and join the game, digital asset tokenization will become ubiquitous and will transform the world of finance. It is only a matter of time. Categories: blockchain, digital assets, regulatory. As seen in Law of the Ledger.